Johnny left you his copy of Gone with the Wind, told the nurse he wanted you to have it.
I looked at the paperback lying on the table. I didn't want to finish it. I'd never get past the part where the Southern gentlemen go riding into sure death because they are gallant. Southern gentlemen with big black eyes in blue jeans and t-shirts. Southern gentlemen crumpling under streetlights. Don't remember. Don't try to decide which one died gallant. Don't remember. Where's soda? I asked. And then I could have kicked myself. Why can't you talk to Derry, you idiot? I said to myself. Why do you feel uncomfortable talking to Derry?
Asleep, I hope. I thought he was going to go to sleep shaving this morning and cut his throat. I had to push him to bed, but he was out like a light in a second.
Derry's hopes that Soda was asleep were immediately ruined because he came running in, clad only in a pair of blue jeans.
Hey, pony boy, he yelped and leaped for me, but Derry caught him. No rough stuff, little buddy.
So Soda had to content himself with bouncing up and down on the bed and pounding on my shoulder.
Gosh, but you were sick. You feel okay now?
I'm okay. Just a little hungry.
I should think you would be,
Derry said.
You wouldn't eat anything most of the time you were sick. Now, how'd you like some mushroom soup?
I suddenly realized just how empty I was. Man, I'd like that just fine.
I'll go make some. Soda Pop, take it easy with him, okay?
Soda looked back at him indignantly. You'd think I was going to challenge him to a track meet or something right off the bat.
Oh, no, I groaned. Track meet? I guess this just about puts me out of every race. I won't be back in condition for the meets, and the coach was counting on me.
Golly, there's always next year, Soda said.
Soda never has grasped the importance Derry and I put on athletics, like he has never understood why we went all out for studying.
Don't sweat it about some track meet.
Soda, I said suddenly, what all did I say while I was delirious?
Oh, you thought you were in Windrixville most of the time. Then you kept saying that Johnny didn't mean to kill that Soche.
Hey, I didn't know you didn't like bologna. I went cold.
I don't like it. I never liked it.
Soda just looked at me.
You used to eat it. That's why you wouldn't eat anything while you were sick. You kept saying you didn't like bologna no matter what it was we were trying to get you to eat.
I don't like it, I repeated. Soda, did I ask for Derry while I was sick?
Yeah, sure, he said, looking at me strangely.
You asked for him and me both, sometimes Mom and Dad, and for Johnny.
Oh, I thought maybe I didn't ask for Derry. It was bugging me.
Soda grinned.
Well, you did, so don't worry. We stayed with you so much that the doctor told us we were going to end up in the hospital ourselves if we didn't get some sleep. But we didn't get any anyway.
I took a good look at him. He looked completely worn out. There were circles under his eyes, and he had a tense, tired look to him. Yet his dark eyes were still laughing and carefree and reckless.
You look beat, I said frankly. I bet you ain't had 3 hours sleep since Saturday night.
He grinned, but didn't deny it.
Scoot over.
He crawled over me and flopped down, and before Derry came back in with the soup, we were both asleep.